with the gospel of the prodigal son, but because today the feast of the holy and life-giving cross fell on this Sunday, today, we replace the readings of the Great and Holy Lent, and we read the prayers, and we read all of the 12 Gospels in the procession, and we read this Gospel that you just heard from St. John. And you notice that the church tune in its hymns changed. Today was very, very joyful, and you'll continue to see that throughout, all the way up until the end. The reason being is that the Feast of the Cross is something very, very important for the Christian, especially those Orthodox Christians. We always remember the events in the life of our Lord all the time, trying to always remember and imitate Him as He said to us to do. The Church celebrates the Feast of the Cross twice a year. The first was when the cross was actually appeared to Emperor Constantine the Great before his battle of the Maluvian Bridge. It appeared to him in the heavens. It was glorious. It was shiny. And he heard a voice saying, "By this sign you shall conquer." And that's exactly what happened. And the second time that we celebrate the Feast of the Holy and Life-Giving Cross is today. And that is when it actually was discovered by his mother, Queen Helen, the Empress, when she went to Jerusalem and she took 3,000 soldiers with her. And they unburied it. It was outside of the city walls. And there happened to be a funeral procession going by. So what they did was to see which cross, because they found three that were buried. They took the first cross, put it on the coffin, nothing happened. They took the second cross, put it on the coffin, nothing happened. Then they took the third cross, put it on the coffin, and miraculously, of course, because we call it the life-giving cross, through the cross, all of us receive life on earth and eternal. The third person, he rose from the dead miraculously. It's a very, very important feast for us. The cross is the symbol of our victory. The cross is the symbol of reconciliation between man and God. The cross is the symbol of peace between God and man. If I can remind you of the Old Testament sacrifices, as you know, the children of Israel, in order for them to appease God, what they used to do was take animals and offer them as burnt sacrifices to the Lord. And this would just be a temporary appeasement of the Lord's anger and the Lord's justice, until the true and perfect sacrifice came into the world, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we call actually this service in the liturgy of St. Gregory the bloodless sacrifice. Accept the bloodless sacrifice, the sacrifice that has no blood, which is your only begotten Son. It is, first point, just going to do 3 points quickly. The first point is that it is a reconciliation between God and man. St. Paul says, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Having made peace through the blood of his cross. The second point. Victory. We have received victory. St. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, he's mocking death. And he says, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The cross is a symbol of victory. It's a symbol of power. And this is why we adorn our churches, the outside, the inside, our homes. The priests carry crosses in their hands. They wear crosses. Everywhere you see, even on this iconostasis, you see hundreds of crosses, because it is the sign of our victory. It is the sign by which the devil was destroyed. And the power of the cross is something very, very real to those who believe in it. There was one time a monk in the desert, and he was walking through the desert. And he didn't realize what time it was. He wasn't able to get to his cave in time. And he was out in the middle of nowhere. And at nighttime fell upon him. And he had to sleep. So with all confidence in the cross, he drew a circle around himself in the sand. And then on the outside of the circle, crosses in every direction. And then he put his head on the sand and he slept. You know what happened? The next morning he woke up and he found himself safe from all creatures. But on the outside, inside the circle, on the outside of the circle, at the edge where all the crosses were, all of these creatures that could have killed him, snakes and scorpions and beasts and things like that. For him, the power of the cross was something real. What about us? When we sign the cross, for example, when we pray Agios, the litany of the gospel, before we read the gospel, we have the litany called the Trisagion, or the prayer of the thrice holy. We call God, holy, mighty, holy, immortal. We cross ourselves. Every time we say the word holy, if you notice in the liturgy, Abuna, when he turns around and he crosses in Agios, any time and every time we can, we always sign the cross. We always sign the cross. And the desert fathers and mothers have taught us that the cross is the most powerful weapon against Satan and to do anything to have victory over him. Before they would go to bed, they would sign their bed with the cross. Before, at night, they would sign their homes or their cells by four directions with the cross. The ceiling, the floor, their pillow, the bed. Always the sign of the cross, because the Lord promised us. He said what? I'll give you authority to what? Trample under serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy through the holy and life-giving cross. Through the holy and life-giving cross. So the first point we said reconciliation. The second point we said victory and power. The third and final point is discipleship. The cross is a symbol for the believer of discipleship. It is a symbol of discipleship. Our Lord Jesus Christ invited all those who wish to be His disciples to carry the cross. He said, if you wish to be My disciple, if you wish to be My disciple, deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow Me. It's a choice. If you wish, He said. So here, He makes it quite clear, the Lord, that the cross is a condition for discipleship. We must carry our cross. And He also says, which is the scary thing, He says, and whoever does not bear his cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. Cannot be My disciple. How can I therefore deny myself? How can I pick up my cross? A quick example of self-denial. You know the great saint and father of the church, Saint Augustine. He was a bishop of a northern African city called Hippo. And this man, before he became a great saint in the church, universal, he was a great sinner. He even had an illegitimate child. But after his conversion, he went to Rome, he was converted, he came back to his hometown, and then he was walking through the street, and then he happened to notice a person that used to lead him into sin easily. So he thought to himself, oh my, I have to go quickly. I don't want to be seen. I don't want to talk to that person. So that person called to him, Augustine, Augustine, it is I, it is I. And he just made believe he didn't hear anything. And then she was very disturbed. She said, he doesn't remember me, maybe he just didn't see me or something, he didn't hear me. So she said it again, Augustine, it is I, it is I. So then he glanced at her quickly, not too long, and he turned around, he kept on walking, and while he gave her his back, he said to her, I know it is you, but it is no longer I. It is no longer I. To deny oneself and to take the cross and follow the Lord means to repeat the verse that St. Paul said in Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. This is what it means to deny oneself. To close the door to sin. To close the door to temptation. To flee as quickly as you possibly can away from what could make us fall. To deny ourselves is to go through the narrow path. The narrow path. The Lord said, many are called. Many are called. But few, He said, what? Will find the way. Few will find the way. Let us take today as a great feast, not just for the church at large, but for each one of us personally. Next time when we sign ourselves with the cross, let us remember the great work that our Savior did for us, that He opened the gates of hell and took out all the souls. He broke them and He opened the gates of paradise and He opened the gates of heaven through the holy and blessed cross. May the Lord grant us a life in order to accept and to carry the cross. And glory be to God forever. Amen.